Okay, we are back. This is Sex, Drugs, and Basketball. My name is Arthur Bradford, and if you're listening on Thursday, July 23rd, 2026, you've tuned into a live broadcast of this show. We're in the final segment of the show. We've had a really fun time talking with Charles Augustus Steen and Eric Dayton of Orange Studios, and Emily Hempson is here. And I just want to be one thing I want to say, hopefully this isn't the case, but because as we were discussing, X-Ray is moving, they're in the process of moving their studios. And so I believe I was supposed to record this show on my end, and I just realized that. And I just hit record. So this might be the only part of the show that actually got recorded. Hopefully that, usually it's recorded at the studio. I forgot that there's no one at the studio right now. So we'll see what happens. But if that's the case, pretend that you listen to like an hour and 45 minutes of witty banter between these
magic.
Guys. But so let's talk about you were here because you have this art show that, is opening. Give us that information, Charles.
Yeah, it's, occult art for elitist and defeatist, and we have a soft opening on first Thursday, August 6th, and then the real show is on Sunday, August 23rd, 4 through 7, and it should probably be the best art show Portland's ever seen. And we are going to have, I don't want to spoil it, but if you don't show up, you're a sissy. If you don't show up, you're not real Portland. That's right.
There we go.
Yeah.
The gauntlet is down. But there is talk of an after party if you show up.
You will go to the after party. We can't tell anyone who's hosting it yet. But we'll have a...
They don't know who that they're hosting.
No, we know.
Okay. And it's at... And Orange Studios, by the way, is spelled with a J. We wanted to make sure people understood that.
It's O-R-A-N-J.
O-R-A-N-J. Studios.
And then you go to orangestudio.com is the show information and everything else.
Yeah, give the address.
Oh, yeah. And so this is in South Waterfront, so it's 726 South Gaines Street. So if you're familiar with South Waterfront, it's where that little gondola comes down from the mountain.
Uh-huh.
And lands down there.
So yes, do check out. So, yeah, if you want that information, look at orangestudios.com. And I'm trying to think if there was anything else. I mean, you had told us we heard this amazing story about Chuck Barris. Do you have anything else? We've got like 5 minutes left in the show.
I got arrested by the Dr. Seuss estate for blackmailing them because they plagiarized me. I don't think I'm supposed to say that. I made a pornographic painting and sent it to all the lawyers that, it was basically the pre-DLA Piper lawsuit, but I got arrested and it was a real drag. All right. David wants me to tell this terrible story. So I'm on the train, it's New Year's Eve, and it's like 2008. New Year's Eve, and to get the text from Dave Crest, like, party, baby! And so I'm on Amtrak, and I'm like, I got 80 bucks to my name. Okay. So I'm looking, and I was like, do I hit on the blonde girl who looks kind of like, she looks like she's like from Fresno, or do I hit on the girl with the big glasses and the big boobs with the ponytails and the white glasses? I was like, let's go for her. So then I buy her a bunch of drinks and stuff, you know. And then she's like, hey, do you want me to give you like a blowjob or something down in the bathroom or something? And I was like, yeah, that's a great idea. So she's giving me the blowjob. I said, where are you from? Are you like from Scotland? And then she goes, well, with my learning disability. And then it was like, oh, no, dude. I lost my soul to David Alan Kress at 12:01 on the opening night of Pink Martini's very first show, because I was playing pool and I was with Nicole Heinzel, and then I didn't have any money left because I had spent it all, you know. Uh-huh. And then David's like, we have to play for money. We have to play for money. And I was like, I'll bet my soul. And then I broke. And then a few of the balls went in. And then I was like, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. And then and we shook hands, which is the problem, is I actually shook a stupid hand. So, and then I hit every single ball in, and then at the and then the stupid ball went in. And then I lost.
Scratch.
And Phil, who owned the bar, was like, well, there you go. And so I guess David Kress owns my soul.
Wow.
So it's like a Faustian deal. So,
yeah.
But it's better than a Faustian deal because that was over 24 years ago and Faust only got a 24-year deal. So I've got a lot better deal than Faust.
I think David, like, you're lucky because he's like a benevolent guy. Like, I don't think he's going to, like,
no, he's cashing in.
What's he going to do with your soul? Like,
I don't know, pawn it for like a Hot Wheels or something.
Pack of cloves.
Okay, yeah, those were two good tales right there of so did you ever see that woman on the train again or like
No. One dude, yeah, I don't want to say. It was a little awkward. I was like, but she just had a speech impediment, okay? It's like, but she was talking like this, so I thought she was from Scotland. But things was like that. And she was super hot and had super giant boobs.
Well.
Judging the speech impediment? Was it a problem then?
No, I loved it. It was
cool. I
think
it sounds charming.
I mean, have you heard my stupid voice?
Yeah.
Wish you were married. I wish that it ended where you're like, and then we got married.
No, I think your family was there, and they were like looking at me, and I didn't.
Wait, were you? This was in the bathroom of a train.
Yeah, bathroom of an Amtrak.
Of an Amtrak. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone does that. I mean, I was with another girl on Amtrak, and she had the Sublime on her lip, on the bottom of her lip.
she had tattoos.
It was like this other guy where it's a, yeah, that was years later though.
What vibe are you giving out in the Amtrak train?
No.
Well, I put on a,
oh my God,
look,
that's
if
incredible.
You wear a suit and tie and tie clip and you got like some good cologne, like, no, like Brute, you know, and then the girls are like, oh yeah. And then you like, look, the truth is if you look good, people think you're rich, and then they want to make out with you.
Do you happen to be wearing a coat and tie tonight? What do you always wear a coat and tie?
Like, I always wear the suit and tie when I got, or else I'm covered in dirt and look like a cruster. So I have split personality. I'm like the Hulk.
Okay. Well, so if you make your way to this opening, Occult Art for Elitists and Defeatists at Orange Studios. That's Orange with a J. You will get to, you can meet Charles Augustus Steen III in person. You can hear these stories in person. Yeah. Yeah, do you have
I always wear the same tie. Like my
aunt. Do you wear the same suit every day?
No, I literally wear the exact same black tie, but I lost my tie clip.
It was funny when you showed up at the bar because I was like, wow, he wore a suit for the radio. Like, he's really taking this seriously.
No,
but you always wear this.
If you
no,
wear
Arthur, you just did it for him.
No,
make
Arthur,
him feel good.
No, that'd be a lie. I can't lie. The truth is, everyone, is that if you wear a suit and tie with a tie clip and, like, Florsheim shoes and you look really clean cut, you can pretty much do whatever you want. And the cops do not bother you.
I've always dressed up for my ID picture. It's the only time I wear a suit and tie. Uh-huh. And it's true. It's gotten me out.
All right. Well, thank you to everyone who's been texting in. Hey, wow. P-Town. Oh, my God. P-Town just showed up. I don't think I've ever met P-Town in person. Wow. That was wild. That was someone who's texted into the show a lot, but I've never seen her in person. Wait, what am I looking at here?
Oh, you're looking at my land in New Mexico.
This is land in New Mexico. It looks kind of trippy.
Yeah, it's perfect. It's
wow.
Awesome.
It's like it is. It's like dry and...
I live in Corona.
Is that near Santa Fe?
south. Everyone in Corona thinks I'm crazy.
Okay, well, if you've texted in, we got some... Oh, they're going to have real baby goats at the reggae thing, by the way, if you were wondering about that. The free reggae concert at Columbia Park, August 1st. With oh, yeah, it's over. Emily's like, it's over. You never know. You never know. I think the show is over, though, now. Bye.
Bye.
But you guys are going to go to David's party?
Wait, this is...
No, because like, it's like if I'm in Portland...
I'll go to your party.
Yeah.
Yes.
When he goes back to New Mexico,
Yeah. But I thought we were going to have a party like in the next 2 weeks.